Pee-wee.
Look, Francis.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike. Oh, what's so funny, Pee-wee?
It's not for sale, Francis.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1248, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate Nappy Lamar's birthday, and we'll have three other first-time birthday segments for Garland Wilson, Eliseo Grinnett, and Edith Evans. We'll also hear from some Francis's. His last birthday segment was all the way back in 2003, so it's high time he had another. Last week, June 14th, marked the birth in 1910 in New Orleans of Hilton Napoleon Lamar, better known as Nappy Lamar. He started off playing trumpet, but switched to the banjo, and in the mid-1920s played with Johnny Beiersdorfer's Jazzola Novelty Orchestra, Monk Hazel, and Sharky Bonanno, and toured with Billy Lustig's Scranton Sirens. He made his recording debut with John Hyman's Bayou Stompers, and was with the Ben Pollack Band from 1930 to 1934, sometimes featured as vocalist. When the Pollack outfit was taken over by Bob Crosby in 1935, Lamar stayed until the band broke up in 1942, and then settled in Los Angeles, where he was active in the Dixieland scene until the 1970s. He died May 8, 1988. Here are three featuring Nappy Lamar.
Sugar Bowl, doing that Covino roll. They're having a session at the Sugar Bowl. Harold Dean has got his queen jumping like a jelly bean. They're romping and stomping that Covino roll. T-Dunk Sundays are taboo, slugging a shag's all they do. Old Pop James is doing it too. Since Sugar Bowl's gone, swing a broom. Everyone has lost control, doing that Covino roll, since Harold Dean is swinging at the Sugar Bowl. Thank you.
horns on me.
What you prefer?
I'm gonna put my horns on you.
You mean them horns?
I mean those great big horns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you start messing around and steal my little baby.
What I want with that hen?
I'm gonna do the same to you, and I don't mean maybe.
Oh, be beautiful, be beautiful.
I'm gonna be like Mr. Pluto.
Who that?
Oh, that's a devil man. That's who that is. With my horns on my head and spear in hand. I'm waiting for you.
Look a yellow.
So if you put the horns on me,
what you gonna do?
I'm gonna foam on you.
You mean them long, long horns?
I mean those long, long horns. Ha ha ha.
Did enough.
I mean those great big horns.
The Mound City Blue Blowers, with Nappy Lamar providing the vocal on Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe. As the label of Champion 40073 says, from the RKO radio picture To Beat the Band, written by Johnny Mercer and Matt, not Maddie, Malnick. The movie was released in the U.S. on November 23, 1935. This recording was made about 3 weeks later on December 12th. Before that, the New Orleans Owls with Throwin' the Horns. That was written by Nappy Lamar and Red Bowman, but it was Red, cornetist in the band, who sang the vocal on Columbia 1261-D, made in New Orleans on October 26, 1927. We started our little tribute to Nappy Lamar with Bob Crosby and his orchestra, who were swinging at the Sugar Bowl. No, not the football game, but the Sugar Bowl Sweet Shop, a soda fountain and candy store opened by George Files in 1921 on Minor Street in downtown Des Plaines, Illinois, a northeast suburb of Chicago. The Files family owned the Sugar Bowl until 1997, and it's had a number of owners since. But I'm happy to say the Sugar Bowl is still with us, now serving breakfast and lunch, but still easily spotted by its historic neon sign from 1957. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. He was heard for the first time on the show just last year, and tonight he's getting his first birthday segment. Last week, June 13th, marked the birth in 1909 in Martinsburg, West Virginia, of American jazz, stride, and boogie-woogie pianist Garland Lorenzo Wilson. He attended Howard University in Washington, D.C., and in the 1930s worked in New York City nightclubs. In 1932, he joined Nina May McKinney on a European tour and worked extensively in England, recording with trumpeter Nat Ganella, and in Paris as accompanist for French singer Jean Sablon, together with guitarist Django Reinhardt. In 1939, he returned to the United States, where he remained until 1951, when he moved back to Paris. He remained there until his death from complications of cirrhosis of the liver at the American Hospital on May 31, 1954. Here are three from Garland Wilson. Thank you. Hot stuff! There you have three piano solos by Garland Wilson. We started with Get Up, Bessie, recorded in Paris in November of 1932, issued on Brunswick A-500220. Next was Memories of You, lyrics by Andy Razaf, and music not by Fats Waller, but UB Blake. OK-41556 was recorded in New York on February 2, 1932, and also issued in the UK and Australia. We finished up back in Paris in December of 1933 with China Boy, written by Phil Butelge and Richard A. Winfrey. She was heard for the first time on the show just last year, and tonight she's getting her first birthday segment. Last week, June 12th, marked the birth in 1898 in Des Moines, Iowa, of Edith, sometimes with an I, sometimes with a Y, Evans, to William Scott Evans, a postal clerk, and Nellie Overstreet. Her first marriage in 1920 to show business promoter Walter S. Fenner ended in divorce in 1927 in Los Angeles, just before she teamed up with Ray Mayer. Mayer and Evans had a comedic piano and song duo act in vaudeville and made two Vitaphone shorts in 1928. In the early 1930s, they were heard regularly on national radio. Ray and Edith were married on September 9, 1933, at the Sherman Square Hotel in Manhattan and were active in show business until Mayer's death of a heart attack on November 22, 1948, in Salt Lake City, while the couple were on their way to an engagement in Billings, Montana. Edith and her daughter Jean moved to Las Vegas in the 1950s, and Edith died in a Las Vegas hospital on March 5, 1989, at age 90. Certainly not to be confused with English actress Dame Edith Evans. Here's Edith Evans, the Brunswick Record Girl.
Gather round, all you red-lipped cuties and vampire beauties. I've got news about a new Romeo. I have found, yes, I found the man you're craving. He's got me raving. Tell you about him, what do you want to know? Is he handsome and full of charm? Is it nice to be in his arms? Oh, you have no idea. In the park with the moon above, does he know how to talk of love? Oh, you have no idea. He's got a hinky-dinky Ford, it's some hunk of tin. But in that hinky-dinky Ford, he's a better man than Gunga Din. When he says kiss or get outside, do they walk or prefer to ride? Oh, you have no idea. Does he make all the ladies stare? Can he answer a maiden's prayer? Oh, you have no idea. Has he got what I've waited for? Does he make girlies cry for more? Oh, you have no idea. He likes to cuddle a love, and when he begins to cuddle a little up, he works so fast you think he's twins. When he hugs like those big cavemen, do I know what I'm doing then? Oh, I have no idea. What do you do in the evening when you don't know what to do? Read a book, play a game, every night is just the same. What do you say if I tell you how to keep from feeling blue? My advice is good to take, and it's easier to do when you're all alone. Any pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon. Underneath the bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon. Look, look, look at the stars above. Look, look, look at those sweeties, love, old boy. Give me a night in June. I mean it, all you gotta do any old night when you're feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your flap, get out and get under the moon.
Little lullaby, honey, don't you cry. You'll never
send his lights out. Put out the cat and turn the lights out. That's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home.
There you have three from Edith Evans with piano accompaniment by Ray Mayer. We started off with Oh, You Have No Idea from Brunswick 3999, made July 13, 1928, about 3 months after Sophie Tucker's version. Oh, You Have No Idea was written by Phil Ponce and Dan Dougherty. Next was the flip side of that record, Get Out and Get Under the Moon. William Jerome and Charlie Tobias wrote the words to Larry Shea's tune. We finished up with That's What Puts the Sweet in Home Sweet Home, written by the trio of Ed Lowery, Mac Gordon, and Charles Newman. Brunswick 4089 was recorded September 26, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and we're on all the major podcast directories. Some of the topics in past shows have come about thanks to lists of national or international days. For example, our recent whiskey segment to commemorate International Whiskey Day. Such days are sometimes promoted by companies or industries, and this being Father's Day, you may think that Father's Day was created by the greeting card industry. Well, you'd be wrong, at least initially. Father's Day was founded in 1910 in Spokane, Washington, at the YMCA by Sonora Smart Dodd. She and her five brothers were raised by a single father, and Ms. Dodd asked the local authorities in Spokane to create a counterpart celebration for all the fathers in her town to complement Mother's Day. The holiday was approved, and the first version of what we now recognize as Father's Day was celebrated, but it didn't gain much traction until the 1930s, when Dodd started promoting Father's Day again, this time with help from... Yep, the New York Associated Menswear Retailers, a trade group. So, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and to everyone who ever had a father. Now, after all that, you probably think we're going to have a Father's Day segment. Well, you'd be wrong, because last week, June 13th, was National Frances Day, specifically the female name Frances, ending in E-S. By the way, June 13th is also International Albinism Awareness Day and International Axe Throwing Day. Anyway, for all the Francises out there, here's a Frances set.
Took a walk with baby, made the great summer call, had to talk with baby. It's unanimous now. I was strong for baby, he was you know how, but he changed his maybe. It's unanimous now. Oh yes, my dad and mother said okay. Oh yes, my sister and brother yelled hooray. Got the ring I prayed for, never mind just how, though it isn't paid for, it's unanimous now. Don't I look the part? It's that sweet, sweetheart of mine. Couldn't guess me, never would agree. But that's all over, Yes, sirree. You've got a way of petting that I love somehow. I've got a way of letting. It's unanimous now. And when he gets busy with his loving, wow, do we get dizzy? It's unanimous now. Oh, gee, and when he receives me on his knees, my good behavior just leads me by degrees. When I wanted low life, he would not allow. Now we sit with no lies. It's unanimous now. Yes, the future looks sunny and real good. Oh, yes, his father has money, so it should. I never thought of marriage, but we take the boss all little baby carriage. It's unanimous now.
Such a loving couple, the model of what lovers should be, until the day we quarreled so bitterly. And then the world seemed full of trouble, our hearts beset by trouble and care. But now we've made it up, dear, and we can both declare. It's all forgotten now, the trouble and the pain, forgotten every word you said, forgotten every tear I shed. We're still in love. It's all forgotten now, we're back in lover's lane, and though we wandered our way, the corner's turned, and we can say we're still in love. For you and I and everybody must learn to give and take. We'll find, like everybody, it's worth it for happiness' sake. It's all forgotten now, we're happy once again, our troubles gone beyond recall, and making up is best of all, we're still in love.
Thank you.
It's titled Francis on Victor V-38627, but Fat Francis on Bluebird and other labels, and even Fat Francis ending in IS on a British Rhythm Society pressing. But they're all from Take Two, recorded July 8, 1929 by Jelly Roll Morton. Before that, the Chanteuse to New York High Society, Frances Maddox and her Playboys, with It's All Forgotten Now, from Liberty Music Shop, L166, September 13, 1934. It's All Forgotten Now was written by Ray Noble, with whom Maddox appeared at the Rainbow Room in 1935, at the height of her career. We started that Frances set with Frances Williams and It's Unanimous Now, written by Bud Green and Sam H. Stept. Brunswick 4499 was recorded in August of 1929. Last week, June 12th, marked the birth in 1893 in Havana, Cuba, of pianist, composer, and bandleader Eliseo Granet Sanchez, one of three brothers, all composers. He began piano lessons at age 5 with his mother, and at age 10 entered Cuba's National Conservatory. By age 12, he was playing piano in silent film theaters, and at 16 was leading a theater orchestra. In 1913, he led a troupe of Cuban musicians on a tour of Latin America, ending up in Tampa, Florida. In 1925, he founded a jazz band, but in 1932, was forced to flee Cuba for political reasons, and from there went on to Paris, where he opened a nightclub called The Cave. In 1936, he founded the nightclub El Yumuri at Broadway and 52nd and split his time between New York and Havana. A 1940 article in the New York Daily News claims Granet composed more than 1,200 rumbas, congas, tangos, and other dances, and made nearly 500 recordings. Sometimes referred to as the Irving Berlin of Cuba, he died of a cerebral hemorrhage, November 4, 1950, in Havana. Here are three from the pen of Eliseo Granet. Thank you.
esposa el que Dios tiene, perdiéndose fe y calma, que si la da que ofrece, una mujer ardiente, que con el hombre sueña y con el hombre siente. Una mujer sin alma, ni esposa el que se obtiene, perdiéndose fe y calma, es vida la que ofrece, una mujer ardiente, con el hombre sueña y con el hombre siente.
Thank you.
Last played in 2018, there you have the preeminent recording of Mama Inez by the Havana Novelty Orchestra under the direction of Nat Shilkret on Victor 22597. The tune is based on a folk number from 1868, but of course what makes this version of Mama Inez vastly superior to all others, besides the arrangement and the great musicianship, is Grandpa Bob Efros' signature maniacal laughter. This December 19, 1930, Mama Inez is spelled I-N-E-S and not I-N-E-Z, as are most recordings. Don Aspiazu's Havana Casino Orchestra also recorded Mama Inez a few months earlier on July 2, 1930, along with True Love, which preceded Mama Inez. The vocal duo on Victor 22483 was Antonio Machin and Daniel Sanchez, who played guitar and maracas. We started our tribute to Eliseo Granet with Obregón's orchestra and Spickin' Spanish from DECA 1574-B, made October 1, 1936. The Obregón in Obregón's orchestra is Hilario Obregón, but I have no information about him. He did make a number of records for DECA with Felix Solis as Solis and Obregón, but I couldn't find anything about Solis either. I do know that I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.